A Strange Dr. Weird.
Good evening. Come in, won't you? Why, what's the matter? Your hand is shaking. Surely you're not afraid of me. Oh, perhaps it would steady you to hear a little story that was just told to me. The story of a strange ship that sails the seven seas with no crew save death and no passengers except the dead. I call the story The Ghost Ship. My story, The Ghost Ship, begins in a badly battered lifeboat, pitching and tossing on the surface of the South Atlantic. Three men wearily bail out the water which the breaking waves constantly pour into the boat. A fourth man, burly and broad-shouldered, is at the tiller.
All right, bail her, men, bail her. The water's gaining on us.
What's the use of bailing? We'll never make land. Why don't we admit we're done for and get it over with?
Stow that, bosun. We may sight a ship any minute.
You've been saying that every day for a week, man.
Captain, captain!
Yeah, what is it, cook?
They think it's a ship. You snow is here. They're to port.
All right, look sharp, men.
Oh, I don't see anything. Just another false alarm.
No, no, it's not. Captain, I see. It's a small steamer heading this way.
Yeah, I can make her out now. She's heading straight for us.
It's a ship, all right. But she looks mighty funny. Look how low she is in the water. See the way she steers.
She does kind of stagger back and forth.
Maybe her steering gear broke.
And there's no smoke from her funnels either. If you ask me, she's a derelict.
Well, maybe she is. Even a derelict is better than this lifeboat. The wind's carrying across our course. And we're going to board her.
Half an hour later, the lifeboat rubbed against the side of the strange ship. The four hungry, weary men clambered aboard her and found themselves greeted only by the uncanny silence of a deserted ship.
See? What did I tell you? This thing is a derelict, a blooming derelict.
Yeah, she's a derelict, all right. Look at her ironwork, covered with rust. I'd say she's been drifting about for a good many months.
Suppose there'd be no grub or water aboard her, that's what worries me.
Now, that's what we're going to find out right now. Cook and I'll search the starboard side of the ship. You other two search the port side. Look lively now. We'll meet in the chart room in 30 minutes. All right, bosun, what did you find?
We didn't find nothing. Not a single solitary thing.
That's all right, Captain. Of course, we're so low in the water that all the holes in the cabins below deck are half flooded. But we searched everything else, and we didn't find a thing.
Well, Cook and I had better luck. We found the galley dry and plenty of canned grub in it. I left Cook rustling up some chow. He'll be bringing us a hot meal any minute now.
Hot food? Doggone. That's what I was wanting to hear.
What I want to know is, why was this freighter a bandit? It's.
What?
But this is the mermaid girl.
What?
Yes. There's her name on the logbook. She's a ghost ship. Do you hear me? We come aboard a ghost ship. We've got to get off her or we'll die.
Bosun, get hold of yourself, will you?
I do. This is the mermaid girl. And every seaman in the world knows about it.
Well, sir, I don't. Captain, what is this here mermaid girl business?
Well, the story of the mermaid girl is a curious one. 2 years ago, she had her hull stove in a hurricane, but she's loaded with lumber and cork, which is why she never sunk. Well, the first night out after the storm, one of the crew disappeared.
The next night, two more men went, and two more the night after.
I'm telling this, folks.
It's true, every word of it.
It's true, the men disappeared. Rest of the crew mutinied and abandoned ship. Only one lifeboat with five men in it ever made port. They're the ones who spread the story.
And ever since then, the mermaid girl's been drifting. A ghost ship with death at the helm. Oh, I tell you, we've got to get off her, or we'll die too.
Captain!
That's a cook.
Quick, outside. Something's happened to him.
Captain, look. There on the deck, a tray. Dishes and food. Cook was bringing us grub. And now he's vanished.
Say, Doctor, do you know you've been on the air for 25 weeks now? Evidently, people like your radio show.
That makes me very happy. And I thank them from the bottom of my cold-blooded heart.
Coming from you, Doctor, that's really warm sentiment. And while we're about it, the makers of Atom Hats would like to thank the many men who have recognized the superiority of Atom Hats this season. Gentlemen, you've been keeping our thousands of stores and authorized dealers mighty busy. And no wonder. Wide varieties in 100% correct styles, combined with finest quality materials and craftsmanship, make Atom Hats America's outstanding hat value. The well-dressed man particularly appreciates the wide choice of shapes and shades available at their Atom Hat store. Tomorrow, step into the Atom Hat store nearest you and ask to see the new line of Atom Hats, priced sensibly from $3.45 to $10. Now, Dr. Weird, on with the show.
And now to continue my story, the ghost ship. It is night, and in the inky darkness, half submerged, the derelict steamship Mermaid Girl drifts onward across the wave-tossed surface of the South Atlantic. Huddled in the chart room, with two flickering lanterns for light, the three shipwrecked survivors discuss the strange disappearance of the cook, the fourth member of their group.
I tell you, the spook got him. Or the devil, or whatever it is that's put a curse on this ship.
It takes more than a spook to make a grown man vanish without a trace, bosun.
The sea's different from the land. There's devils that haunt the ocean no land lover can know about. You've heard of the Flying Dutchman, haven't you, Tick?
Uh-huh. I reckon I have. What about her?
For 100 years or more, manned by phantoms, she's been sailing the seven seas, full rigged and always running with the storm dead astern. The devils of the sea put a curse on her. And so the Flying Dutchman will sail on forever.
The Flying Dutchman is just a sailor's superstition, bosun. You know it.
And I suppose this ship we're on now is just a superstition, too. And the fact that she's been drifting for 2 years with no end at her helm. I tell you, we've got to get off her, or else we'll die.
We can't get off her. Our lifeboat swamped when we came aboard. So stow that kind of talk, bosun.
That's what I say, too. I don't believe in spooks or devils. Fact is, I got me a notion to go down to the galley right now and rustle up some grub.
You want the same thing that happened to the cook to happen to you?
Oh, nothing happened to me. Captain, you got an extra revolver in your pocket?
Yeah.
Well, now, just you let me take it and I'll face anything to get me some grub. Well, it's 3 days since we had food, and I'm too hungry to wait for morning.
All right, here's the extra gun. It has 3 shells in it. And take this lantern, but look sharp.
I'll do that, Captain. And I'll bring back whatever I can carry.
Good.
And if I meet any spooks, I'll bring them back, too.
You shouldn't have let him go, Captain.
He'll be all right with a light and a gun. We don't need food.
You'll see, Captain. This ship's a ghost ship. And...
Come on, we gotta go to his...
No, Captain, it's too late. It's got him, whatever it is that's haunting this ship. And if we got out there now, it'll get us, too.
All night, the two men huddled in the chart room, the doors bolted, the memory of Texas screams ringing in their ears. In the morning, with a fog covering the sea, they cautiously emerged and searched the ship, the captain keeping his revolver always ready. And they found...
Nothing. That's what we found, Captain. Nothing but a smashed lantern and the empty gun lying on the deck where Texas dropped them.
Well, frankly, I think Tex and the cook went out of their heads and jumped overboard. There's absolutely nothing on this ship that could have harmed them.
But there is. Only it's something you can't see unless it wants you to see it.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Bosun, listen to me. I tell you...
Captain, wait.
What is it? Listen. What is it, John? It's a foghorn. There's a steamship someplace in the fog off the starboard of us.
Get in this way. But you'll never see us. Look how fast the fog's thickening.
Yeah. We got to work fast. There's a hand-operated foghorn up in the bow of this vessel. Get up forward and start sounding it. I'll hunt for distress rockets. We've got to attract attention before that ship gets too far away.
Aye, sir. I'll signal an SOS with the orm.
Good man. Oh, she's passing the stern of us. Blast this fog. If it hadn't thickened up so fast, we'd have been sighted.
Captain!
Yeah, what is it, Boston?
Captain, it's on me! It's taking me to all the old captain! Help! Help!
I'm coming, Boston! Boston! Boston, where are you?
Captain! Down here! In the hole! Help me!
In the hole? Boston! What happened?
Captain, it's an octopus!
What?
A giant octopus!
It's got me down here in the hole. A tentacle caught me. You're pulled me in.
An octopus. So that's it. That's the devil that's been haunting this ship. I can see it, Boatswain. Just under the water. I'm going to try and shoot it.
Hurry.
All right, devil, take that. And that.
He's got it!
Ah, my gun's empty. I've got a tentacle. A pack of tentacles around my leg. I can't get loose. It's pulling me down into the hole, too. If I can only... I can't.
No wonder the shipwrecked sailors who boarded the Mermaid Girl could find nothing. The devil who haunted her was an underwater devil whose presence they couldn't guess. And so the Mermaid Girl still drifts on across the seven seas, with death in the shape of a giant octopus, her captain, and dead men, her only crew. Perhaps someday... Oh, you have to go now. I do hope you'll drop in again soon. Just look for the house on the other side of the cemetery. The house of Dr. Weir.